We are on Daf Samach Amud Beis, and on the fifth line from the top. Ibo Yelohu Pesach Sheshochtoi B'Shar Yemoi Sashone Lishmoi B'Sheloi Lishmoi. We're speaking about a person who was Magdish HaKolben Pesach, before Pesach. Now, before Pesach, this Kolben is Oymed to be used for Kolben Pesach. That's why he was Magdish it. Now, if he shechts it before Pesach, it is possible because it is a Mechusel Zman. Where the Zman Akrov of the Kolben Pesach is Erev Pesach Lacha Chatois. That's the Zman Akrov. If one will shecht a Kolben Pesach before Erev Pesach Lacha Chatois, so it's a Mechusel Zman, so it's a possible a Kol. Iboyelu, now the Gemara clears such a Shaila. This Kolben Pesach that we said before, so shechtet sheloi bizmanoi, before Pesach will be possible. She shechtoi b'shah yemoi sashone, he shechted it before Pesach. Shai mei sashone means, we'll see Tosfos says before Pesach. Lishmoi b'sheloi lishmoi. Now he had two kavonot. He had a kavonot of lishmoi. That means he's shechting it l'shem Pesach. Now here, this kavonot l'shem Pesach is that mekalkel. Fakert, he's shechting it l'shem Pesach, so it would be possible, because he's shechting a Pesach sheloi bizmanoi. It's a mechusel zman. But then he had another kavona. He had a kavona of sheloi lishmoi. He had a kavona, he wants to shecht it l'shem shlomi. Now, if he would have this kavona alone, he would have the kavona l'shem shlomi alone. Well, here's a kolben Pesach. Before Pesach, he was magdished for a Pesach. And now he was mechaven b'shah shchita, he's shechting it for a shlomim. There would not be a problem. It would be a kosher ekob. Because if he shechted l'shem shlomim, it will become a shlomim, and it'll be a kosher ekob. The shayla over here is, he shechted it l'shmai also. There was a kavona l'shem pesach. So, for some reason, the Gemara declares that could be the kavone l'shem shlomim could be oiker the kavone l'shem pesach, and it's ki'ilu he shechted it l'shem shlomim, and therefore it should be kosher. Let us see Rashi. Pesach b'shar yemei sashone kigoyim shehifrishu koidem lochein yomim rab. It was mafresh this tler for a kolben Pesach. V'kaim alon the kosher l'shlomim b'pirken de l'kamon. If he'll shech this Pesach now, that he was magdish for a kolben Pesach, if he'll shech it for a shlomim, it's kosher. V'im shechtoi l'Pesach, and what if he shech this kolben Pesach, chaydem Pesach l'shem Pesach, posel. The lav's manek, because it's a mechusel zman. This is not the zman shchitas haPesach. Ve'i l'shem shlomim shachtai kosher. If he shachted it l'shem shlomim, it's kosher. So the l'shem shlomim, so here it's very interesting. The sheloi l'shmo will be machsher, and the l'shmo will pasel. So the Gemara clears a shaila if he had both kavonot. So he had a kavonot, the lishmoi, which is a kavonot that will passel. That's a kavonot apeselet. Because al yedei this kavonot gets, it's called, it was geshachten, It has the shame Pesach on it, and it's a Pesach that's a Mechusel Zman. Yer a kavona hamachsheres. Yer a kavona shalai lishmoi. And if he would shech the taka l'shem shalomim, it would be kosher. And we had both these kavonas. Mahu, what is the dit? Mi osi shalai lishmoi umafik lei midei lishmoi umachsheles. So the Gemara has a tad over here that it is sufficient the second kavone. That the second kavone can undo what the first kavone was mekalkul. And since there was a kavone l'shem shlomim, So this will be oiker. This will be oiker, the kavona rishayne, and will be done that it was nishchat l'shem shlomim, and therefore will be kosher. Oiloi, or maybe you cannot undo what the kavona rishayne accomplished. There was a kavona that he shechting it l'shem pesach. So that is the shayla of the Gemara of the Kavonish Nia L'Shem Shlomim. Can it undo, can it be oiker? That what the Kavonah Rishayne was mekalkel, or can it not be oiker? That was the shayla. Ki also Ravdimi Omar Omrisi L'Shmaite Kami de Rav Yirmi. Hoyo. Lishmai machshirai bizmanoi. So bizmanoi, it's the opposite. Lishmai is machshir, and shaloi lishmai pathos. Hoyil the lishmai machshirai bizmanoi. Vishaloi lishmai machshirai shaloi bizmanoi. Shaloi lishmai is machshir shaloi bizmanoi. That means a korban pesach, bizman shchitas ha-pesach, so it's kosher, if you're machaven lishmai. Shaloi bizmanoi, before pesach, when is the korban kosher? When you machaven shaloi lishmai. Is ma lishmai ha-machshiroi bizmanoi. Ein moitzioi midei shaloi lishmoi. So just like the lishmoi that's marshal bizmanoi is not moitzioi midei shaloi lishmoi. The person will think shaloi lishmoi and lishmoi. That was our Mishnah. That was the second bov in the Mishnah. Shaloi lishmoi and lishmoi. So the din is the kolban is posel. Af shaloi lishmoi. Amar shiroi shaloi bizmanoi. Ein moitzioi midi lishmoi uposol. So therefore it should be posel. So what did Rav Dimi say? Rav Dimi tainid that we see from our Mishnah that amar sheres is not a tikkun klali, is not mavkia from a machshava peiseles. The person shechted a korban pesach bizmanoi. Ere pesach he shechted it. And first he thought, I'm shechting it l'shem shlomim. So that's a machshava peiseles. And then he thinks, I want to shecht it l'shem pesach. So you have two kavonim. The first kavon is a kavon that is mekalkel. The second kavona is a good kavona, but we see the second kavona is not misakin. That was the first kavona was mekalkel. There was two machshavas, and the first machshava that was mekalkel is mekalkel. It doesn't become niskan al yedei the second machshava. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Now that is speaking about a korban pesach bizmanoi. Fine. But we see a kavona hamachsheres cannot be oiker. A kavona hapeiseles. So he says, shaloi bizmanoi, we also have the same problem. If he shechted l'shem pesach, it's that'll pasul the kolm, because it's a pesach that's a machusos man, so memeles will be pasul. He shechted l'shem shlomim, that's a kavona hamachsheres, because shaloi bizmanoi, it's kosher ashlomim. And if he shecht the shlomim, shlomim will be a shlomim. So he says, just like bizmanoi, we see that a kavona hamachsheres cannot be mavkia from a kavona peiseles. So who adin shaloi bizmanoi, a kavona hamachsheres cannot be mavkia from a kavona peiseles. So therefore, it should be possible. What's the difference? What was niskalkel from the first kavona remains niskalkel. The second kavona cannot be oikel, what the first kavona was mekalkel. That was his time. That's what Rav Dimi said to Rav Yirmiya. For Omali, so Rav Yirmiya answered him, no, it's no tzushta. Lo yim amal to bishaloi lishmoi. The case of our Mishnah, when he shechted a kol ben Pesach, lacha chatzoy, mi shechted it sheloi lishmoi, shekei noyig b'chol azvochim. So that is absul, that is noyig b'chol azvochim. Taime b'lishmoi, shekein einei noyig b'chol azvochim, elo b'Pesach b'lvat. Lishmoi is only a psul that is noyig b'Pesach b'lvat. Now, what the Gemara means is debatable. We'll talk about that soon. The Sfas Emes wants to taine in Lomdes. He says he could make a beautiful chilik. Maybe the Gemara means it, but Loshna Gemara is not mashma like that. So the Sfas Emes says like this. In the case of our Mishnah, if a person shechted a kolben Pesach bismanoi, that means it's erev Pesach achachatzoitz, the halach is a Pesach bismanoi is nifsal shaloi lishmoi. A Pesach shenishchat shaloi lishmoi is posel. So this, the shaloi lishmoi of a kolben Pesach passels the kolben. I shechted the kolben, there was a kavon of shaloi lishmoi. That's a posel. It passels. Now I hear a kavon lishmoi. No. That, what was niskalkula, yidei a kavon rishoyne, it doesn't become, it can't become fixed. It's only, you can't repair it. There was a kavon, this is a kavon apaiselas. That's just like this, a kavon of a person wants to be mefagal in the kolm. He wants to eat it, shloy bismani, shloy bimkoyim. So that's a kavon that passels the kolm. You shech the kolm pesach bismanoi, Shaloi lishmoi, it passels the kolm. So I have this kavona is a kavona that passels the kolm. Now I have a good kavona, so fine. But that's not oikir the kavona apaisel. The kolm became nifsal. This kavona passels the kolm. Masha enkein, by shaloi bismanoi, when we're speaking about a kolm pesach before pesach. Now if I shechted l'shem pesach, I have a kolben pesach, I'm shechting it l'shem pesach. It's not pshat that the shechting, the kavona l'shem pesach is a kavona peselet. Not the kavona pasels. No, pshat is, if you shecht a pesach shaloi bismanai, it's posel. And it's a pesach shaloi bismanai. You thought l'shem, so it becomes a pesach shaloi bismanai. So the mail is this vasem, but if I thought I'm shechting it l'shem shlomim, so could be this kavoni can make it a shlomim. A kavoni l'shem shlomim can make from a pesach a shlomim. So the mail, you don't have a poisel over here. You have, I was mechavel l'shem pesach, but that's not a kavoni a poisel. The psul is, because it remains a pesach. So could be a kavoni l'shem shlomim can be oiker it from the shem pesach. So l'chayre there's a chilek. He says if the Gemara would say this chilek would be gewaldic, and this is pshat in the Gemara is debatable. The poshet pshat in the Gemara seems to be saying a different svara. The Gemara seems to be saying that there's two types of poislim. There's a psul of shaloi lishmoi by but the Pesach, bismanoi, if you shecht it shaloi lishmoi, it's posel. This is a psul olam. That means this psul is noyig by all kabbonis. We'll see how she's going to say, the psul of shaloi lishmoi, it's noyig by Pesach, it's noyig by Chatos, and we'll see that even by all kabbonis, kol azvachim shenizbuchu shaloi lishmoi m'ksheirim, but it also affects the kolm. Le'olah le'baylum l'shem choyveh. So there's a vault from the Briske Rav, the Pshad is like, Allah Baim Hashem Chayve, because after Chayve the Kolben is possible. That means Shaloi Lishmai passels the Kolben. How much does it passel the Kolben? Does it passel in Legamri? Does it passel it that it won't, that the Bailam won't have his Ritzi from the Kolben? That's debatable. But Shaloi Lishmai is a Psul Olam. So Memele, so Rabbi Yirmiyah said, so if you heard that the first Machshavah was a psul olim, that remains. So Philo, now you have a good Machshavah, that can be oiker a psul olim. I mean, that was chal already, and it can be oiker.
Masha ain't kein. That, if you, a Pesach shaloi bizman, he was speaking about, he was Magdash HaKov in Pesach, and now it's the, he's shechting it 5 weeks before Pesach. Now, if you think you shechted l'shem Pesach, so the Kov will be puzzled. This is a unique psul that you're thinking lishma and tamach kalya. This is a unique psul which we do not find all over. We don't find a kavana lishma should be mikalkal. So this is a unique psul which is not a psul all over because nowhere can we find such a psul. So memele, since this is a psul kolosh, a shvach psul, which we don't find all over, so could be a machsho, a kavonet. Now he wants to shechter l'shem shlomim, so could be that, could be misakin what the first psul was mekalkul. That is the pashtus loshen ha-gemore. That's what the gemore says. Let us see again the loshen ha-gemore. V'omar li loy imo marto b'sheloy l'shmoy shekein noig b'chol azvoch. The case of our Mishnah, when we're speaking about Ishechter HaPesach Bizmanoi, he was first Mechavan L'Shem Shlom, and then he was Mechavan L'Shem Pesach. So since this Psul of Shaloi L'Shmoi is a Psul Olim Shekein Noyeg B'chol Azvochim, so this Psul does not become Neka through that, what he thinks later, he thinks he's shechting it l'shem shlomim, and then he thinks he's shechting it l'shem Pesach. Taima b'lishmoi, but the psul that we are speaking about, shekein ein noy noyig b'chol azvochem ala b'Pesach b'lvav, this is a psul mechudish, a unique psul, which is not noyig by all kaponis. It's only a psul that's noyig by Pesach, that a Pesach, shaloi bizmanoi, a Pesach before Pesach, if you shechter l'shem Pesach, he'll be posel as mechus hazman. About kaponim, this is not a psul, not a strong psul. This could be, it could be neka, if he thinks, now, he's shechting it l'shem shaloi l'shma. Now think l'shem shlomim, so Mamela could be, this could be Oike, the Kavona Harishain. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Omrite Lishmaite Lemelef Midin Binyan Av the Apostle. So I wanted to learn out from our Mishnah that just like in our Mishnah, if you started off with a Machshava Apaiselas, and then you think a machshava machasheres, it does not, it's not oiker the machshava rishayne. As ein moitziyoi midei shaloi lishmoi, in the Arm Mishnah litva is loshen achen levadoi, he said a loshen rishin, then he said a loshen achen, so the loshen, I won't be taifis the loshen achen levadoi, ula hachshir hanishchat shaloi lishmoi velishmoi, it doesn't kasha the kolb. Is memele af shaloi lishmoi. So the shaila, the shaila what we're clearing. So by us the shaloi lishmoi has to be machshir the kolben. It's also mitzi midei lishmoi litvois loshen achen lachshire. That means a loshen achen that is good cannot be oiker. A loshen rishin that was mekalkel, that was paisel. And Rabbi Yirmiyah said, no, it's no tzushtal to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, the machshava of shaloi lishmoi shekein noyeg psuloi, this psul of shaloi lishmoi is noyeg b'chol azvoch. It's noyeg in all kobonis. There's a psul of shaloi lishmoi. How is it noyeg? Oy livsoy legamri be Pesach vechatas. Either it passes legamri by a Pesach vechatas. Oy livsoy, or it passes me alois labaylam l'shem chayva. Or there's a psul that it's not oyla l'shem chayva. B'shal zvochim kedisnam kol azvochim shenizbuchu shaloy lishmon ksheirin. Kol azvochim akosha. What is this kosha? Lizroy. You can Even though it was a shchita shalei lishma, you're permitted to be zayre. And that is still kosher. Because legabi the ritzui, it's possible. The shalei lishma is possible that it cannot be oilo labaylum l'shem choyve. Chutz mi pesach v'chatos shepsulim legamri. Alma. Noyig bechol atvachim. So we see from this that the psul of shaloi lishmoy is a psul that's noyig all over. Hilkach loy osi lishmoy. So therefore now the machshove toive, the machshove amachsheres of lishmoy cannot be oiker umapik loy miyode legamri. It can't be oiker. There was chal a psul olim. So the melee can't be oikeret with amachshove amachsheres. Toimer bepsul de lishmoi, she'ein oinoyig elo bepesach b'shaayim moysa shona, but our shayla is a psul, it's a unique psul, not a psul that is all over. It's a psul that's only noyig by pesach b'shaayim moysa shona. The kivin the kill, since it's a gringe psul, you don't find this psul, so it's a psul meyuchid by Pesach, only in one case. Osi shaloi lishmoi mafik lay miyodai, so then a machshove toive, a machshove a machshere could be oiker, can counteract what the first machshove was mekalko. So Rabbi Yirmi taine taravdimi, he just said, you want to make a mamotzino. You want to learn from the Mishnah. He said, you can't make a mamotzino. In mamotzino, there's a difference, our Mishnah to this case. In our Mishnah, there's a psul olim that was chal. So in our Mishnah, it says, a psul olim cannot be neka al yedei amachshove amachsheres. But here it could be, since it's a psul kal, it could be neka. She don't have a right. Omar Rove. So now Rove wanted to be poishet to Shaila. Good. Exactly, I'm going to arrive from our Mishnah. There's no proof from our Mishnah. Omar Rove, but Rove said, lahaloche, that it's kosher. Pesa, sheshochtoi, bishar yemei sashone lishmoi, bishaloi lishmoi kosher. How did Rove figure this out? Tostomai lishmoikoi. Telahochi ki shochet lay shaloi lishmoi kosher. Alma osi shaloi lishmoi mapik lay mide lishmoi. Ki shochet nami lishmoi vishaloi lishmoi osi shaloi lishmoi mapik lay mide lishmoi. So now Rav said, I'm more radical on this. Which the Briske Rav brings a yesod, one of his yesodis in Kochim, he brings a raya from this memra of Rav. Briske Rav says, there's a halacha, let us speak about the psul of shaloi lishmoi. Kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi lishmon is kshayim. Eloloi olo labaylam l'shem adelo shalol bo shem choyvet is a psul, or by chattas and pesach, it's a ganzen puzzle. There's a loche stoma l'shmo. If I don't think anything, my mind is a blank, I shech the kolben, kosher. Stoma l'shmo. When I shech a kolben, shaloi l'shmo. The Briske Rav, what is pshat? This pshat is, I lost my stomach. Stoma lishma, but I didn't think anything, stoma lishma. But now I think shaloi lishma, so it's not stoma lishma. So it's shaloi lishma, so I lost the stoma lishma. Oh, does the Briske Rav know? No. You always have the stoma lishma. But now I have a machshove shaloi lishma, and the machshove shaloi lishma passes the cold. But you still have a stoma lishma. So the Briske Rav says, the right way, we'll see a guy from our Gemara. The right way is the second way. He says, you know what the tight stoma lishma means? Stoma lishma means as follows. So if you have a kolm that's a chatos, so you're shechting it, so a chatos is geshochten l'shem chatos. You know why? Because it's a code for chatos. So a chatos, that's geschochten, it's geschochten l'shem chatos. That's an intricate part of the chatos. If it's a chatos, so you're shechting the chatos. A chatos has to be geschochten. So a chatos, that's geschochten, it's geschochten l'shem chatos. You know when you need l'shmo, so I want to bake matzes. So you have flour, you have water. This is oimet to be matzes mitzvah? Who says? So you have to make it matzahs mitzvah. You have to mechavel l'shem matzahs mitzvah. Because it's an oimer to be matzahs. You have to make it matzahs mitzvah by being mechavel. But achatos l'shem chatos, a pesach l'shem pesach, you have to make that it's geschochten l'shem pesach. If it is achatos, if it is a pesach, that's good. So in the neat street in Yeshechta, that's called those geschochten l'shem chatos l'shem pesach. So in every kolbit, when it's geschochten, you have your lishma. It's built in. It's built in the kol. So the briske rov. So what is pshat now? When I think shaloi lishma, not that. So he says not you lost your lishma, but you thought shaloi lishma. Shaloi lishmas a machshava hapeiselas. That's why it's possible. That not pshat is because I'm missing the lishma. You always have the lishma. By a kolbin, you always have your lishma, because that's built into the kolbin. Since this is a chatos, so automatically it's geschochten l'shem chatos. But my machshava, I'm thinking, I want to shechtet shalei l'shem chatos, so that is called a machshava hapeiselis, so that passes the kolbin. A machshava shalei l'shma passes the kolbin. That is how every shalei l'shma works. Now let us go to Rove. Rove, let's go, what was our shayla? Our shayla was, a person is a kolben Pesach, shaloi bizmani. That means I was magdish a kolben Pesach 5 weeks before Pesach, and I go and I shechted 5 weeks, before Pesach. But Rove, so what is the halacha? So let's learn what the halacha is. If I shechted l'shem shlomim, it's good. Shechted l'shem Pesach, it's no good. Vayshechtet stome, no good, because it's a Pesach. So a Pesach, that's geschochten stome, is l'shem Pesach. Hat Rovi gesagt, so he says, let's understand this halacha. A Pesach that I didn't think anything is geschochten l'shem Pesach. If I shecht this Pesach l'shem shlomim 5 weeks before Pesach, it's good. So the Rovi, you have here the lishma, in the Shaloi Lishma. That means if we say every kolben that's geschochten, automatically you have your Lishma. If it's a Pesach, it's geschochten l'shem Pesach. So every Pesach you have your Lishma, as soon as I shecht it, I feel I think l'shem Shlomim. That's what I'm thinking, but I have the Shchita l'shem Pesach also, because it's a Pesach, it's geschochten, so automatically a Pesach shechtach l'shem Pesach. So every Pesach that you shecht l'shem shlomim 5 weeks before Pesach is really l'shma v'shalei l'shma. Mitzad v'maisa ha-shchita is shechtach l'shem Pesach, mitzad yo kavonis is shechtach l'shem shlomim. And what is the halach if you shechted 5 weeks before Pesach l'shem shlomim? It's good. So you see l'shem Pesach and l'shem shlomim is good. All the time it's l'shem Pesach and l'shem shlomim, and it's good. So what's the difference if I say l'shem Pesach and l'shem shlomim? I have the same situation. So you see klal that the l'shem shlomim 5 weeks before Pesach is mashal the kolben, even though there's a shechita l'shem Pesach. So what's the difference if it was stome or he said l'shem Pesach? You still have the mashal of l'shem shlomim. But let us see Rav and Nachmal innovating. My havi alo, what became with our shayla? Omar Rav said Pesach sheshochtoi b'shal yemoy sashonim. Lishmoy v'shaloi lishmoy is kosher. And hey, I prove it to you. The hastamoy, if he didn't think anything, is also lishmoy koi. You also have your lishmoy. Vavilu hachi kishachit lay shaloi lishmoy kosher. Von deswegen, if I'm going to shech this Pesach, 5 weeks before Pesach, l'shem shlomim, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Aber es ist doch geschachten geworden, l'shem Pesach also. Alme, so you see from this, osi, sheloi l'shmoi, umapik lai midei l'shmoi, so you see the kavone sheloi l'shmoi, is oiker v'l'shmoi. Some mele, kishachit nami, some mele, so what's your shaila? Kisha, you cloud, he said lishma, and then he said shaloi lishma. Is kishachit nami lishmai v'shaloi lishmai? Asi shaloi lishmai, mapik lay midi lishmai. So that's, so Rove proved it. He says if shlomim works 5 weeks before Pesach, so it should work if he said lishma, because by all the time you have a stoma lishma. That was Rav's shtiktay. Amalei Rav Ade Barave leRove Dil Mishani Heiched the Oma Meheiched the Loyoma. He says, whatever you said is right. That means all the time when he shechs it 5 weeks before Pesach l'shem Shlomim, you have a stoma lishmo also, and that's right. You see that the L'shem Shlomim is oiker the stoma lishma. That's right, you said that 100% right. But could be, when he said Beferish L'shem Pesach, so could be that a more olim dike, it's L'shem Pesach, not because it's oimid L'shem Pesach, it's L'shem Pesach because I said I'm shechting L'shem Pesach. It could be this is a more olim dike lishmoi, and this, a l'shem shlomim cannot be oikel. Meheichi teisi, shall I make such a chilek? I'll bring you a raya. Du mishani heichi di oma, meheiche de loy oma. So I'll bring you a raya. Daho la oichlov, v'sheloi la oichlov kosher. The halacha is, what'll be if I'm shechting a korban Pesach, and I say I'm shechting la oichlov? We have 10 minuyim on this Korban Pesach. 5 with teeth, 5 without teeth. The 5 without teeth are shaloi loichlov, they can't eat a kezayis p'chtei achilas pras. So a person says as follows, I'm shechting for the 5 with teeth. I'm shechting loichlov. 2 minutes later he says, I'm shechting for the 5 without teeth. So I have loichlov, b'shaloi loichlov. Kosher. So it's kosher. Yeah, you have loichlov, that's sufficient. Mitzvahs oichlov is good. Rabbi said, too much I'm shechting for the shaloi loichlov. But that is not oikel, the machshava rishayna, which was loichlov. There are 2 different machshavas. Loichlov and shaloi loichlov kosher. Now, what will be the din if a person would shecht a korban Pesach and his mind is blank? So what is the din? So you have a stomach. It's these, you have 10 minuyim on the Korban Pesach. So, Mamela, the Korban Shechtzich Lemenuyo. So, it's Shechtzich for the 5 Oichlim and the 5 Moy Oichlim. You're Shechting it for the 5 Oichlim also. That's Tomei. So, all the time when a person says, I'm Shechting Shaloi Loichlim, that means we have 10 people, and he says, I'm Shechting for the 5 toothless minuyim. So the din is that's possible. Frektor, but that's true. He's shechting for the 5 toothless menuyim. But there's another 5 on the kolben, which stomach the kolben shechtzich for the 5 menuyim that have teeth also. If he wouldn't think anything, it would be good. Because there's also a stomach. The kolben shechtzich for its menuyim. So memele, all the time, when a person says, I'm shechting for the 5 toothless menuyim, you have a stomach that's shechting for the other 5 also. So you have a stomach or for the 5 menuyim that are oichlim. You have his dibble, I'm shechting for the 5 toothless menuyim. State in the Mishnah, it's possible. And what would be the din if he said, I'm shechting first for the 5 menuyim that are oichlim, and then he said, I'm shechting for the 5 menuyim which are not oichlim, then it's kosher. So what's the difference? Love a yush lo medame stome to amire. Just like if by stomach, if by stomach there is a machshava, it or it's a shechtech l'shem menuyav, so it's called I have that already. So whatever he says, whatever he thinks is an addition to what I have, that was Ravishtik Torim. So all the time when I shecht a Pesach Shaloi Bizmanoi, I have a Shechita automatically L'Shem Pesach. And I'm just adding on Shaloi L'Shem Pesach, which is Marsha the Kobum. So he asked the Makasha, so all the time when he shecht Shaloi L'Menuyim, you also have a Shechita L'Menuyim. There's a stoma l'shem menuyah. There's a stoma l'shem menuyah. And he shechting shalai l'shem menuyah. Vaf al pikein state that it's no good. But if he says, I'm shechting l'mnuyah, and then he says, I'm shechting l'oichlov, then he says, I'm shechting shalai l'oichlov, it is good. So what's the difference? So you see, there's a difference. Meheched d'yama, meheched d'loyama. If he didn't say anything, so his amire could be oiker the stomach. And if he did say something, the amire is not oiker the stomach. So my mailer, so yes, the same thing over here. If he didn't say anything, so even though it's stomach l'shem pesach kaimah, the amire l'shem shlomim can be oiker that stomach. If he says l'shem pesach l'shem shlomim, then it can't be oiker. Oma loy rab ade barave le rove, dil meshani heiche de oma me heiche de loy oma. And I'll bring you a raya. Ta lo oich lov, vishaloy lo oich lov kosher. If he said I'm shechting lo oich lov, and then he said I'm shechting vishaloy lo oich lov. Kosher. So that is good. So, v'chol heiche de shochit lei shaloy lo oich lov l'chude posel. V'amai ha-stome lo-oichlov koi, you also have your stome lo-oichlov. El-shani heichid da-oma, me-heichid da-lo-yoma. So the difference, me-heichid da-oma, le-heichid da-lo-yoma. Yeah, and for the Gemara, oma lei, so Rav said, no, I wish to disagree with you. Midi Ilya, that's a tzustel. The case of la'oichlov v'shaloi la'oichlov is a tzustel. Bishloi mahasam by the din la'oichlov kama the la'okelei bish. Now bishloi mahasam by pesach shaloi bizmanoi kama the la'okelei bishchite stomei vadei lishmoikoi. What I was talking about a Pesach Shaloi Bizmanoi. He shechted a Korban Pesach 5 weeks before Pesach. Stomei vadei lishmoikoi. Stomei, it's oimid for Korban Pesach. So memele, now he shechted it l'shem shlomin, so you have a stomei l'shem Pesach. You have a kavone shaloi l'shem Pesach, and it works. So you see, Lishmai v'shaloi lishmai is good. Elohoche stomei la'oichlov koi. Here you have a stomei la'oichlov. Dilme mimshechi hani v'osi achini u'mimni alave. Who says that these oichlin will remain? They're not mikusho to this korban. You could owe a monui on these five people. That our oichlim, they can always resign from this kolben. Dilme mimshechi hani va'osi achini u'mimni elave. And others will come. Disnan nimnim u'moishchines yedeyem mimenu adshe yishochet. Let us see the Loshen Rabbeinu Hananel. Had Rabbein Chananel says Pshat in Rove's Teretz. V'doche Rove v'oma loy domi. The Rabbein Chananel is, if you look in the Rabbein Chananel, the second Iboy Elohu is there, like in the middle of the Yomit. Now if we'll go back around 12 lines, you will see that the line starts with Rove. V'doche Rove. V'docherov, v'oma, loydami, loydami, vishloime pesach, May Eisha Hikdishoi L'Shem Pesach. The minute he was Magdish this Behemoth for Pesach, Vadai Nikva L'Shem Pesach. So this Kovan became a Pesach. It's Kavua to be a Pesach. Ustomoi, so Mamela Yeshechtet Stome, Shem Pesach Olo. So Stomoi is, it's a Pesach. That's Geshachtel. It's Geshachtel L'Shem Pesach. The Evsha Loi Lahav Kiyoi Mikdusha. So you can't be Oiker, the Kedusha's Pesach that was Chalanit. So Mamela, there you have a Stome L'Shem Pesach. Avolhani Oichlin Midvak Vikibay. The Oichlim of a Kolben Pesach, are they stuck? Is there crazy glue that's attaching them to the Pesach? Kimimshechu hani va'os achine v'nitchi kamoy legamri. Be'idni da'os basroi. Pesach leka lemei ma'ochi lefikach shani. So that means, so the Rabbeinu Chananel learns, Pshat, the Rabbeinu Chananel learns, there's a tremendous difference between the stomach of La'ichlim to the stomach of L'Shem Pesach. The L'Shem Pesach, since this, the Shem Pesach was chal on this Kolben, this is a Pesach, so a Mela, that's a stomach that can't be Neka. I mean, that's called a L'Shem Pesach. And if you see Akavona L'Shem Shlomim helps by this, or help Afila, he said L'Shem Pesach also. There's no difference if he said L'Shem Pesach or he didn't say L'Shem Pesach. You have always the L'Shem Pesach. Because it is a Pesach. And it can't become Ice Pesach. Masha'en came by the Oichlim are not an intricate part of the Kolben. They joined on their own accord and they can resign on their own accord. So Memele, so therefore there's a big, there's like a difference between Omar and Loyama. There you're right. If he said, if there was no Amiro L'Shem Oichlin and he said Shaloi L'Shem Oichlin, that I could pass the Kolben. If he said L'Shem Oichlin and then he said Shaloi L'Shem Oichlin, then it won't pass. There is a difference Omar and Loyama. But by Lishma, there is no difference. Meheched deloy omar zutrashi ba'af al gav. Meheched deloy omar bereisha lishmoi. Ba'omar sheloy lishmoi. Da'af al gav, meheched deloy omar bereisha lishmoi. That's true. If he didn't say lishmoi, he didn't say first lishmoi. He was talking about a Pesach sheloy bizmanai. He did not say L'Shem Pesach, and Be'omah, and then he said, Shaloi L'Shmoi Kosher. Abba could be Heiched O'omah, but if he said, Befeirish L'Shmoi Posel, Da Shaloi L'Oichlov Posel. We see Shaloi L'Oichlov. What would be if he said, Shaloi L'Oichlov, it's Posel, V'af al gav distomei L'Oichlov koi. Even though stomei, it is L'Oichlov. Osi shaloi loichlov. So sekund di amire, the kavona shaloi loichlov, umapik lei mistomei. So we see. An amire of shaloi loichlov ki bi mapik lei mistomei. But, vichi omar berei shaloichlov, but, if he said first loichlov, vahodo shaloi loichlov, and then he said shaloi loichlov, osi shaloi loichlov, umapik lei, midi loichlov, vikosha. So Memela, what is the difference? So he wanted to say, so Kochel, there's a difference. Me heiched the yama, la heiched the lo yama. Atem Ravi gizot, hochi hashta tzushtel, umi domi, stome de la oichlov, le stome de lishmoi. Is there a dimion, the stome that's la oichlov koi, to the stome that it's stome lishmoi? The telfinu me hadodi, that you can learn out one from the other. Hosom stome de lishmoi olim tube. The stome of lishmoi, that's a stome. The cholkame de loy iyake le shem pesach mine kolzman. It wasn't neck of the shem pesach. Stome lishmoi koi. So it's called a shchita le shem pesach. Vafilu hochi ki omar shaloi lishmoi namirav shaloi lishmoi namirav lishen shlomi mapik lei mistomei. So you have here a stomel lishen pesach vafal pikein namirav. שלוי לשם פסח אז מח שהלקח. So therefore I said כי אמר לשמוי בראשי אפילו there was an אמירה לשם פסח נמי ילף מיני דעוסי שלוי לשמוי מפיק לי מיודי ולוי שני לום. There's no difference בין היכד דעומה מהיכד דלוי אמר. You have here a stomach l'shem Pesach. You have that. Vim edreit, you have a stomach l'shem Pesach. So what's the chilek if you have it without being said, or he said it also? Aval oichlov mi olim stomach didei. Do you have a stomach, is the stomach of l'oichlov, is that olim? The stomach leiku lahanu oichlim. That these oichlim will remain, hoy boy mimshichu hani minei, they can be moishich themselves from the korban pesach, or moichin oisir lachabur achel, they can sell it to different chabur. This nan nimnim olav, umoishchin yedeim mimenu, ad shayishochay, till the behem is geshochten, you can resign. Habolim neisolav yimne. ברית למשך יודף ממנו שכבר נמנה עליו מושך. הלכך לאי עולים סתומה דלא איכלוב. So this סתומה of לא איכלוב. That these איכלים will remain with this colm. הלכך לאי עולים סתומה דלא איכלוב. Is therefore. The machshava shaloi loichlov umafkalei mistome uposalei. So even though a machshava shaloi loichlov can be mafkia mafkalei mistome, can be mafkia the stome posalei shani lon heiched the omali loichlov bereishe heiched the loyama. There you're right, Taki. There's a difference. Because since the stomach is not a stomach hechrochi, it's not muchach, so memele, so could be there is a difference of stomach, he said befeirish. Shani leichet ba'om aloich lo bereishem, heichet lo yoma. The awesome time mishum loy olim stomachu. Because there, this stomach, the whole thing, it's oimit to be geshochten for them, it's not true. Who says it's oimit to be geshochten for them? So there, the stomach is not olim. You could say that they'll be nimshach. It could be these oichlim lemaisa will decide to leave, and you'll end up with other people who are not oichlim. So this stomach is not a stomach olim. So that means, if the whole oichlov is because of the stomach, so a chain is as strong as its weakest link. It's strong as the stomach. The stomach alone is not so strong. Who says it's going to remain like this? So therefore, a stomach of oichlov, which is not a muchachdike stomach, can be neka by an amir of shaloi loich. But if he said, I'm shechting loichlov, havelo miktsas oichlim v'loi poslim, then you have miktsas oichlim v'loi poslim. Let us see Tosfos. Pesach sheshochtoi lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi. Oimari, the miboyle afilu l'rab meyer, the sova ba'alme tofes loshen rishon. Now Taisa says that the Gemara is clearing a shayla afilu according to Rab Meir, that says tofes loshen rishon. So, we heard before that according to Rab Meir of tofes loshen rishon, what would be if a person thinks lishmoy, v'shaloy lishmoy, it's kosher. He thinks shaloi lishmoi v'lishmoi, it's possible. Why is it tafas loshen rishon? So l'chayrech ameyo tafas loshen rishon. Whatever the loshen rishon was, that's it. Gosh, as we understand, you don't have a loshen sheni. You bribe with the loshen rishon. So l'chayrech there'd be a mokim to say. So what's the shayla over here? A
according to Rameh, there's no shayla. You don't have a loshen sheni. You only have a loshen rishon. What's the shayla if he thought first, l'shem Pesach, or l'shem shlomim, that the shem shlomim could be oike, the shem Pesach. You don't have a shem shlomim over there. Toughest loshen rishon. The Tosfos nitaza. The miboylei afilu l'rameya, the sove ba'alme toughest loshen rishon, Dilma hoche psul de lishmoy, the einoi noyeg bechol azvochim, the psul of lishmoy de einoi noyeg bechol azvochim, loy choshev le meichal, vahavi yakire. Could be this psul of lishmoy is not choshev to be chal, vahavi yakire. And it could become, and it's neka. The gram horvitz, says he doesn't understand Tosfos. The vreim de chukim ad miyoit. The main ap gemini linyan tafes loshen rishin ichoshu psula tvei eilot. The lochayra de gram horovitz means to say as follows. He means to say that tafes, the lomdus of tafes loshen rishin is that you lost your loshen sheni. Tafes loshen rishin, that's it. So, what's geit mir on if the Loshen Rishon is a psul olim, or it's a psul kal? But we don't have a Loshen Sheni, so there's nothing but to talk about. The whole shayla of the Gemara is, if you have a psul kal, so maybe the Loshen Sheni could be oiker the psul kal that was kal. That was the shayla of the Gemara. But that's not like Rameya. According to Rameya, this nishta was the klal. Gam Horovitz does not understand Tosfos. But from Tosfos, it seems nitazai. From Tosfos, it would seem that the whole din of Tafes Loshen Rishon is, if you have two equal Lashonis, so then there's a Pesach Tafes Loshen Rishon. Then now when he was Magdim the Loshen Rishon, that's Malim the Loshen Rishon. But if this Psul, the psul of the Loshen Rishon is a psul kal. So, I feel according to Rameya, so if we're starting off with a psul kal, so then there's no longer even a Tafes Loshen Rishon. That's what Tosfos says. I may read me boile a feel a Rameya, the sober ba'alme Tafes Loshen Rishon. Dil mahoche psul de lishmoy. This is, that means it's a psul kal. So that means that you could be oikeret, even though there's a lomdus of tafes loshen rishon. Oy dilne, maybe not. If a locham a tafes loshen rishon, that was up as the shayla of the gemara. The Tosfos alibe de Rabbi Yosi. Now Tosfos says according to Rabbi Yosi. According to Rabbi Yossi holds af bigmar dvorav odom nitvas. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, we had in the Mishnah, the person would, by a kol Pesach, he would think lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy. So, that's according to Rabbi Yossi, that's no good. Af bigmar dvorav odom nitvas, so the shaloy lishmoy is mekalkum. Shaloy lishmoy is mekalkum. Because af bigmar dvorav. So Tosfos says, by us, alibi de Rabbi Yosi, avin motzi l'miboy, afilu b'shaloy l'shmoy v'lishmoy. The Gemara could have cleared the other way around, according to Rabbi Yosi. That means, according to Rabbi Yosi, the Gemara could have cleared, even though Rabbi Yosi holds. Af bigmar dvor avodam nitvas, and therefore, l'shmoy v'shaloy l'shmoy is possible. So what will be by a Pesach Shaloi Bismanoi if it will be Shaloi Lishmoi Velishmoi? That means that when it's a Pesach 5 weeks before Pesach and he thought I'm shechting it L'shem Shlomen. Sounds good. And then he says L'shem Pesach. So do you say according to Rabbi Yosi Bigmar Dvor of Odom Nitvas and Memele will be Mekalko? Just like in the Mishnah Mekalko, or could be, since this is a psul kal, this psul of lishmoy is a psul kal, system. And Mele, even though he holds af b'gvar dvorov, odam nitvas, and the gmar dvorim can be mekalkul, that's dafka by a psul olim. A psul kal, a philo b'gmar dvorov, so you don't, I won't say af b'gvar dvorov, odam nitvas, no more be mekalkul. So Taisa says, alibe de rabi yoisi, ava mosulim mi boi, a philo b'shaloi lishmoi v'lishmoi. You could clarify care. Alohochi nokad lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi mishim de boi, a philo alibe de rabi yoisi. Because the Gemara is crying a fellow according to Ramei, and the Gemara wants to say the Chiddush, that a fellow Ramei, that holds Tophis Loshen Rishon, by a Psul Kal, he doesn't say Tophis Loshen Rishon, and the Loshen Shein, he could be Oiker and Mesakin, what the Loshen Rishon was Mekalk. Bishar Yemois HaShone, Hainu Koivim Shigiyas Mana Pesach, Kedepeirish Bekuntas. The Gemara Shaila B'Shar Yemois HaShone is, we said, 5 weeks before Pesach. Ulekach boi akira. Therefore, you need an akira to make it a shlomim. You need an akira. You know why? Lefish oimid lepesach shiyavai. Because it's oimid to be a korban Pesach. That means, so you have over here, I was magdishit for a korban Pesach. It's oimid to be nikra for a korban Pesach. So if I want to change its status, you need an akira l'shem shlomim in order to be mashre. The whole sugya choshev lay dikoi lishmoi. The whole sugya by stachois that I was a Pesach 5 weeks before Pesach is stomit oimit for to be a Pesach because tak oimit to be geshochen l'shem Pesach. Avol acher a Pesach. But what if you have a korban Pesach after Pesach? I mean, so let's say a moiser Pesach. Let's say he was magdish this behemoth for a korban Pesach. Then he lost it, and so he took another korban Pesach. He was makir the second one for korban Pesach. Then he finds this one. This is a meisa Pesach that nikrav shlomim. So avalacha Pesach mashmil kama the sveika have it. Do you need bechlal on akira? Do you have to think l'shem shlomim? Or maybe by itself it's a shlomim because now it's not oimid anymore to be nikrav l'shem Pesach. The next year will be a year but it won't be. It'll be too old already. Afka ben shonah's mutter. So it's not aimed to be a Pesach anymore, so it could be you don't need an akira. So mashmul akama the sveika, but the kamish mamina Pesach b'shem eis shonah boi akira. So al kaponim, so vais tachoyis, so that's a shayla. Do you need an akira, or automatically, is it l'shem shlomit? Agemore vais tachoyis, that you zicha need an akira. The shayla is, if the l'shem Pesach, if the kalk, not the kalk. So Taisa said that's the difference, because Agamal is speaking about Shaloi Bismani was speaking about before Pesach. So there it's Oymet to be a Pesach. There you need an Akira. And that Gemara is speaking about after Pesach. So it could be that you don't need an Akira. Ochenami, Osi Shaloi Lishmoi, Umapik Midi Lishmoi. So this was Rovish Dictatus. The Rovish said, just like by a Pesach Shaloi Bismana, you have a stomer lishmoi. Afal pikein, then if he said Shaloi lishmoi, so it's mapik mide lishmoi. So who then, if he said lishmoi, and then he said Shaloi lishmoi, so also will be mapik. Vim taima, so what is Rav saying in other words? Rav is saying, that there's no difference between Omar and Stomer. By Stomer you have Stomer l'shem Pesach. Vafal piken an amire shaloi l'shmei will be machsher. So who are then Omar l'shem Pesach an amire shaloi l'shmei will be machsher. Frechtach tois ves vim taima bo vash l'shmei v'shaloi l'shmei. Let's speak about a Pesach bizmanai. L'shmei v'shaloi l'shmei koshel arameya. If a person shechted a korban Pesach bizmanai, he said, I'm shechting l'shem Pesach. Then he said, I'm shechting l'shem shlomim. So, the Gemara said before, it's kosher according to Ramei, because you say tofes loshen rishon. V'loi omrinen osi shaloi l'shmoi umapik midei l'shmoi. We don't say that. No, tofes loshen rishon. Well, what will be v'shaloi lishmoi grade? But what if I shecht a korban Pesach bizmanoi and I think shaloi lishmoi grade? That's possible. Afagav the stoma lishmoi koi. Frektach toisvis from Rameya, you see, fakert and Rove. Rove did not want to differentiate between stoma and heichedoma. It's the same thing. It's stoma lishmoi and then or if you said beferish lishma, it's the same thing. By shloil oichlob, it's different, he said, because there it's not oimit to that there should be these oichlobs. You don't have a stum over there. But whenever you have a stomach, Rav is said stomach and omar is the same thing. Frektach Taisvis, I'll prove you to Rav, you're wrong from Rameya. According to Rameya, if he said lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi, it's good. Office Lashon Rishon. If he said shaloi lishmoi and you have a stomach lishmoi, it's no good. So you see, there's a chilek bin heiched omar laheiched oloi omar. V'oimari, so the Rishon said as follows. The hosom hainu taime. Over there it's different. The hechsher lishmoi noyeg b'chol azboch. The hechsher lishmoi is a dover that's noyeg b'chol azboch. Hilkach ki oma lishmoi olim lemechol tvei, v'loi osi sheloi lishmoi umapikloi. That means, so Taisvi says, if you have a dover olim, plus an amiris, I mean, the Hershel Lishmoi is a double olive. And you have an Amira also, so the Mele, that makes that we're not going as the second Amira Lingans. Le'osi Shalei Lishmoi Yomapikloi. Aval Hai Psul de Lishmoi. But this Psul of Lishmoi ain't I know it b'chalaz b'chim. Here you don't have a double olive. Is me Mele, so here Rabbe held, if you don't have a dover olam to begin with, so here that amire is not malamit over stomach. If you have a dover olam plus an amire, that's better than stomach. But if you don't have a dover olam with an amire, even though there is an amire, that's not better than stomach. That's what Taisus answers. This din of la oichlov is also not a dover that's noig b'chol akobon. This is a besundere din in Pesach. So it's also not a dover olam. By not a dover olam, it's been not a dover olam. So there, Rove had said that there's no difference between an amire and stomach.